Well, like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back this morning. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Appreciate what our heart's been made to feel in the service. Been a good week, wonderful week. I'm going to echo a little bit of what Cody said this morning. Mike made mention. And I've heard quite a few choirs sing. But I don't believe I've heard one as good as we've had this week. Amen. Or any better, put it that way. I believe the Lord's in it. Yeah. We appreciate you minding the Lord. Cody said something a while ago that church, it ought to light a fire under you. We got a teenage class that needs a teacher. You know what will happen? If you don't mind the Lord and do that He's bid you to do, these young people will find somewhere else to go.
Yeah.
For Sunday school. Leroy said that it's important because you'll learn. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Those things that I learned in Sunday school that the preacher never did preach on. I don't know this morning. I really don't. As I've already said, it's been a wonderful week. You hate to see a week come to an end that had so much liberty in it. I'm going to read some out of the 14th chapter of the book of St. John. Very familiar scripture. Very familiar. You bear with us. We're probably going to read the whole chapter. Chapter of the book of St. John. I'm going to start with the first verse. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go thence. Now I know that's reading a good bit of scripture this morning. I know that there's been some wonderful preaching here this week. Been some good spirit. Been a good drawing. And yet here we are again. And I thought, and I'm going to be quite frank with you, I really don't know what I'm going to do, which way I might go. I appreciate what I've heard and what I've seen and what I've felt this week. I really do. I appreciate the goodness of God, and I appreciate Him being in our midst. There's not anything that I can tell you a whole lot about that I've read to you this morning. I will say this. They were some men in the midst of Jesus that were His disciples. Them that He called. Them that He laid His hand upon. And they had come with Him, and they had been with Him. And as I read in your hearing, there was a lot of questions that they had that they did not have answered at that time. They didn't. Thomas says, what way? Where's the way? How can we know the way? And Jesus plainly told them, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Philip said, show us the Father. Show us the Father. And Jesus said unto them, have I been with you so long, and said, you've not seen the Father? You've not seen the works of which we've done? Folks, they were living in a different day. And they were in a time. He spoke unto them that something else was coming that they did not have. Preacher, they had Jesus. They did not have. They didn't have what it took. It's the only way I know to put it. You say, preacher, they is okay. They followed Jesus by sight and sight only. Sight. I'll get around my message in a minute. I ain't going to preach on that, I don't think. But He began to explain unto them that there was something better coming. something better coming. Preacher, how can it be better than Jesus? It was the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. He said, and he will comfort you, and he will be with you forever. Is that not right? Folks, I don't know what you're looking for, nor what you think you've got, but if you've got the Spirit, thank God, it is forever. Amen. It's forever. Preacher, you can't preach that. Brethren, it will not leave you. It will not leave you comfortless. Brethren, it's that the Father said he was going to send. Thank God he sent it. Woo! Hallelujah! You ain't gonna make it, folks, without the Spirit of God this morning. It's that'll lighten your life. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Thank God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Need the Spirit of God this morning. Yes, we do. And it's already been said here this morning, talking about maybe directly to these young men, but I want you to know everybody here needs to listen. 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 Church, you've had a wonderful revival. Glory to God. God has put his presence amongst you this week. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. I've thought a lot of times. I made mention, there's nothing more precious in my life than when I got saved. I've raised 3 children, still raising grandchildren. Yes, sir. Thank God. And I want you to know that God has been real in my life. Woo! Hallelujah! He's let me know, Bruce. Thank God I'm one of his. Woo! Preacher, I won't know that till I get there. You ain't gonna know it then if you don't know it now. Is that not right, brother? Either you'll get saved on this side or you'll die and go to hell. That's a fact. Brethren, God loves you. He don't want you to go to hell. It's not his will any should perish. Not any. Folks, I've been around long enough, and I've heard men talk. People's gotten my face and said, I don't like for no man to get up there and shout at me. Holler at me is what they call it. Hollering. After a while, when they quit rambling, they say, what kind of preacher are you? And I tell them, Mike, I said, I'm one of God's men. Yep. Glory to God!
And sometimes I get excited about it. Woo! Woo! Yes, sir. And brethren, if you call it hollering, thank God I'm gonna holler at you. Yes, sir. Don't ask me why. I got it right there in the back of that book. Young lady come to me. She was teaching teenagers. She was a school teacher. She come to me. She said, "Brother Randy, I want you to come down and talk to my Sunday school class." Said, "Here's the questions." Oh! Here's the questions. I could take a minute. I can find it. It's right back there somewhere. One of the questions is, why do we believe what we believe? It's teenagers. Now, I'm going to tell you folks something. I got saved when I was 15 years old. I knowed nothing. You hear me? I knowed nothing. 16, 17 year old, I went to church. I felt the Spirit. And I knowed nothing. You hear me? You know why I didn't know nothing, Mike? Because I wouldn't read. Huh?
You got to put it in.
I wasn't going to read that. I'm 17 year old. Why did I need to read much of that? I'm going to tell you something, Daniel. Lord got to dealing with me.
Yeah.
Huh? He said, "Boy, you need no more than what you're getting in Sunday school." And this is how we gonna do it. Woo! Woo! Get in it! Read it! Preacher, I don't understand it. It makes me sick. I'm just gonna be plain with you. It makes me sick. Grown men, 30, 40, 50-year-old men come to me and tell me they can't read that King James Bible. Can't understand it. Can't understand it. Got to have a revised version. That makes me sick. You know why it makes me sick? My friend, they don't want to know. Yes, sir. They'd rather be tickled. Yes, sir. They'd rather be eased over. Brethren, that know what that book says and teaches. I know what I'm talking about. I started reading. Got around about 18 year old. Got married and read some more. Went to Sunday school one day and I got up in my Sunday school class and I said, "We need a new teacher." I loved the man. I liked him. But brethren, we wasn't getting taught. I was reading and I don't know what he is reading. I'm just going to be plain with you this morning. Brethren, these folks that just wants to play church. Yes, sir. These folks that gets in a rhythm, my friend. And I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, I ain't never preached in a rhythm. God ain't let me. Yes, sir. I asked him what I need to bring. You want to know why them men preach like they did this week? I ain't putting nothing on nothing. They had liberty, Darrell. They had liberty. Them men could preach and forget themselves. Huh? Yes, sir. There's a reason for that. Yes, they are. Brother, you need to think and run around here. Believe, my friend, that I just call any old Joe my friend because I know him or because I like him. Folks, I want you to know it takes some prayer, supplication, and some long suffering. Yes, it does. I got news for you. If a man ever preaches, he's going to long suffer. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. There's some of them, my friend, you long suffer over and over and over. Brethren, I don't know why I'm preaching to you like this morning. I'm going to be honest with you. Now I'm going to be just as straightforward as I can tell you. Brethren, there's some of you young bucks and young ladies that needs to get in church and thank God, find out what God's Word says. That ain't too hard for you. You of age. We got some, my friend, brethren, that needs to take hold of the plow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You see these gray hairs? They're a glory. Book says they are. Is that right? To an old man. Your daddy had them. You live long enough, you'll get them. You getting some, Robert? Just like me. Some of them said, how in the world you grow that gray about that far around? I said, I ain't got a clue. I said, you just hold on. It'll change. That right, Mike? Yes, sir. Listen. I'd like to preach to you this morning, God being my helper. These young'uns running around here, you say, preacher, they disturb me. Now, when they get to crying real loud, if they're sitting behind them, I guess it does. I ain't no idiot. It's the reason I don't sit in the back. Oh!
Amen.
You might think us preachers don't know what we're doing. But listen, me and her come up here in 1982 and we had them like stair steps. Yes, sir. She had her hands full. Yes, sir. And folks, I've seen you do it. Thank God for you. Help them out. Some of you mothers, my friend, that's mothered, you grab hold of one. Help them. They need help. It's tough to pull in one this way and that. You know what a brother do? And a sister? Help them out. Listen, folks. There's some things in the Father's house. In the Father's house. I know what that says. But I'm going to talk to you about what's in the Father's house. There's love. I'm going to tell you something. You may think I've lost my mind. But it was love that overtook you. Yes, sir. Said, preacher, I got saved because I didn't want to go to hell. That was love. Huh? That was his love. Yes, sir. His love. It's a shame. It's a shame that everybody can't experience a good mother and a good dad. It's a shame. I ain't going to get on this world, all such of that, but it's a mess. Things are so upside down. And I couldn't tell you the times that I've looked around this church and I've seen these young ladies bringing their young children. I ain't got no father coming with them. You listen, it breaks my heart. But I'm going to tell you something. God will bless you.
Amen.
Bring them on. Preacher, they too rowdy. Bring them on. There's one way to learn how not to be rowdy. Thank God, bring them. That hickory will get to them one day.
Amen.
Yes, sir. In the Father's house, there's love. You show me a good father, brethren, and I'll show you a man that loves his family. Amen. Amen. That book will teach you. Brethren, there are some things that Solomon wrote in the book of Proverbs that'll make a man a father if he'll just read them.
Yeah.
And abide by them.
Yep.
Naturally.
Bless
the Lord.
Yep.
It works spiritually, but it's natural.
Yeah.
That's what Solomon wrote. Yes, sir. Solomon looked at things naturally, folks. But they got some spiritual meanings, but it was natural. He said, I made me pools. I built me houses.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I've done all these things. That's what he looked at. Mike, what he's done. He said, and every bit of it is vanity.
Yeah.
Is that not what he said? Vanity. Vexation to the spirit. That's what it said. Folks, it ain't changed. Man ain't changed. It still works that way. It does. It still works that way. But a father. In my father's house. In my father's house. I ain't gonna get it. What do you mean, preacher? It's done too far gone. But in my father's house was love.
Amen.
Is love. That not what he said? Is that not what he brought? We get hung up on this scripture because it says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I'd have told you so. We get hung up on that. I want to talk to you about what's in the Father's house. If I can. If I can. You say, preacher, there ain't no mansions. The world full of them. Church is full of them. Church is full of them. Yes, sir. But there's love. There's love. My dad was not a huggy-huggy kind of guy. Wouldn't.
Yes, and Lord.
My dad...
sound about like yours. There's a lot of things he didn't allow. My dad told me one day, I was in my teenage years, he had heard something, and what he heard was right. There's five Randys in my class. There's five Randys. We always, all our teachers ever called us was by our last name. Cause of the problem. And we had a Randy that was trouble. He'd gotten into trouble, and it wasn't lightly. My dad heard about it. We was out there. He was working on a car. He worked on cars all his life. He was working on somebody's car, and I was the wrench toter. I learned what a 7/16 was before I could probably learn much of anything else. I know what a 7/16 was, and I know what it looked like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He said, go get a half inch, brother, and I brought back a half inch.
Yeah.
Huh? That's the kind of dad I had. We were working on a car out there, and he said, I don't want you hanging around that brother. I ain't going to call his name. He said, I've heard some things. Mm-hmm. I don't want you hanging around him. Well, he was in my class. He was in my class for 12 years. We was in about the ninth grade. Okay, Daddy. Okay.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Until one day I did. There's six of us that went with him. Listen, these things that I have done that I am ashamed of that I have never even told my children about. Do you hear me? And the truth of it is, I don't count them. I just count them as nothing. I didn't get to the place in my life to where sin wasn't a pleasure. It was always a pleasure. It was always fun. But I got to the place where I was lost. You hear me? Lost. I've told this before, but I'm going to tell it again this morning. I feel like it's worth telling. My mother worked with a group of Christian women. She worked down in Cartersville, Georgia, what they call Cartersville Undergarment. She was a sewer, seamstress, whatever you call it. They sewed. Two or three of them moved up there into Daresville and went to work at a chenille company. They were sewing. And they talked my mother into coming. And they was about four or five of them worked together. And I want you to know them four or five women talked about the Lord all day long. You hear me? My mother, she was listening. We went to the first Christian church. If you want to know my background,
bless him, Lord.
My granddaddy went, his daddy went, and his granddaddy, and that's how we come up. First Christian church. I could go into all that, but I'm not going. One of these women invited her to come to the church. Well, she went. As Something happened one Wednesday night at service at this church, and my mother was involved. She got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thursday morning, it's, now listen to me, don't tell me God don't know how to work. I was in the mode in my life to where I was wanting to hang around with a group. You know what I mean? And I did, for the most part. But I wouldn't go too far because I had to go home. We get into too much and I... things wouldn't be well at the house, and I couldn't have that.
No.
Huh? No. On Thursday morning, after that Wednesday night she got saved, we got up. She'd fix us breakfast, little cereals and stuff like that. For the most part, I got up this Thursday morning. She had eggs and biscuit and bacon and... I mean, it was loaded. And I sat down and began to eat, and she got up from the table, and she had tears running all over her face, grabbed me and hugged me and said, "Son, I love you, and I want you to know that God saved me." I didn't know what she was talking about no more than the moon. You hear me? But I can tell you one thing, something changed.
Yeah.
Something changed. I had two sisters, both of them younger than I am. And come Sunday morning, here they went. This church. Daddy didn't go, so I didn't go. Daddy wasn't going, I wasn't going. Huh? Didn't know nothing about it. Didn't want to. Exactly. This rocked on. This woman got a hold of something. Something got a hold of her.
Amen.
Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, she is gone. This church. A couple of months passed. My dad went in early every morning. He went to bed early. One Wednesday night, she is gone. He called me in there in his bedroom. He said, "Son," he said, "I don't know what's happened to your mother." He said, "She loves that church and that preacher more than she loves me." He said, "I've had all I can handle. I'm leaving." That's the words he said.
Yeah.
Told me. 15 years.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And I thought, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Huh? What am I going to do? I didn't know. Lord was dealing with that man.
Amen.
I didn't know that. Well, that next morning, about 2:30, beside his bed, my daddy got saved.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Got saved. And I can tell you, I know what saved looks like.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Before you got.
Huh? I knowed what he was before.
Yeah.
Robert, something got him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Come Sunday morning, here we all go.
Amen.
We go in this church. Yes, sir. I went in there. I said, back yonder, that church had several teenage people, and I sat around them. Man got up and preached, my friend, and I thought to myself, that man's a madman.
Yeah.
He ain't got nothing. I was 15 years old. I knowed more than he did. Felt like I did. First Sunday. Sunday night, he done it again.
Yeah, bless him.
Bless his heart. Wednesday night, they had prayer meeting, what they call prayer meeting. Everybody had testimony. You say, preacher, are you telling me the truth? I'm telling you a fact. I'd never heard preaching like that in all my life. And I didn't understand a whole lot of what he said. But there's something went home with me.
Amen.
That never had went home with me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Something happened.
Yeah.
And that something got to dealing with my heart. Listen, you can hang around the church and just think that you're hanging around, but I'm going to tell you something. Something's going to get you. Something's going to get you. I'd lay my head down at night and I'd just about cry for the shape I was in. I was scared to death and didn't know what I was scared of. But I know this one thing. If I died in that condition, I was going to split hell wide open. What happened, preacher? I come to the knowledge. What knowledge? That I was lost. Lost. Undone without him. We went on. I guess we went a month and a half, maybe 2 months. One Wednesday night, lo and behold, this man gets up and preaches. Yeah. Carlton Rogers. He'd been up here. He did and gone. He preached that night. And he gave Brother Bob Langley, was the choir director. And Brother Bob, he said, you get a verse of a song. I feel like somebody needs to come. Well, somebody needed to come. Mm-hmm. I got up, well, 3/4 of the way back on this side. And they sung that invitational song. And I stood back there holding on that bench. And I was just a shaking. And that verse was over. I got a little ease. That rascal, he said a few words. Then he looked at Bob and he said, Bob sang one more verse. Now, he didn't know, but the Lord did. I was back there shaking so much, I said, if they sing one more, I'll go. What's the chances they going to sing one more? Wednesday night, I ain't never done it. Huh? I ain't never done.